This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Now to go beyond the headlines, and for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
That was weird. It's fine.
Everything's fine?
Yeah, you didn't... did you catch that? The fact that there was... two of the same thing playing one right after the other there?
No.
Nothing? Okay, cool. No. As long as you didn't notice, that's great. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders. We are hanging out with you until noon. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. And, man, we've got another Pablo Torre investigation.
I love
Holy
it.
Holy crap, man. This is another one. This is, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he's the only journalist left, because I think there's a lot of good journalism out there that either gets ignored or not read or gets discredited. But, man, in the sports space, there's nobody doing it quite like Pablo. And we'll dive into that. Got some NBA contract agreements. We've got a new angle, or a different, diving further into something we've touched on with Jonathan Kuminga in day 59.
Kuminga Watch.
We'll get some other NFL and NBA stuff in here today. But before we get to any of that, the most important thing on my mind today is that I'm hosting trivia tomorrow.
Ooh.
In the office. Yeah, and I wanted to get your thoughts as a seasoned trivia vet.
Yeah.
You know, are there do's and don'ts of hosting? Like, what's your ideal trivia host?
Okay, so like when I'm playing trivia, first of all, people get angry at the host all the time. So I'm just going to warn you, Kyle, that this is it's a thankless job, and you could come out of it with people disliking you, which I know will get under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say be direct.
Okay.
Express all of the rules in advance, including no cell phones, no smartphones.
Of course.
Right?
No technology. Technology free.
Yes.
Except for me, because I'm using a clicker to go through the questions.
Exactly. So outside of that, I don't know how we're going to do this. Like, it's going to be like everybody fills out a sheet or something.
That's my hope. Yeah.
Okay. Because we have little pads, little machines that we use.
Sure.
But, I also think like, the way our trivia works, we always have multiple choice.
Oh yeah. Nah, this is all Q&A.
Okay.
There's one true or false. So I'm doing it, the way I'm breaking it down is it's NFL trivia because we have our office kickoff party tomorrow, because
yep.
The Cowboys and Eagles kick off week one of the NFL season tomorrow. You can listen to that right here on ESPN 1320. Coverage begins at 4:45. So for trivia, I'm doing it four downs. First down, second down, third down, fourth down, and then touchdown. And the touchdown is going to be worth the most points, but each first down will be worth one, second down will be worth two, third down worth three. Fourth down worth?
Four.
Six.
Oh.
It's all the different points you can score in an NFL game. You can get one on an extra point, you get two
Got
on a
safety, it.
Three on a field goal, six on a touchdown, and then seven is a touchdown with the extra point. So that's my plan. It's six questions in each section.
Okay.
And I'm going to have the big screen up where I will be able to display each question.
Okay.
Which is something that I was concerned about, is just making sure that the clarity of the question is good.
Yeah.
I painstakingly wrote these questions so there wasn't any confusion about, like, there's no ambiguity in what the answer is.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a right answer and a wrong answer. No multiple choice, one true or false. I'm really excited.
Okay.
I hope it goes well. I feel like one of the things I would tend to do in that situation where somebody gives me a microphone and is like, yeah, hey, you be the center of attention. That is where I would go off the rails and try to be too funny or too, like, cutesy.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Is that okay? Because,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I always, when I do trivia, usually the guy's like, all right, next question. In 1928, Robert Williams directed this film. And it's like, and then nothing until the next question.
Okay.
And I feel like you don't want to talk too much because people are talking amongst themselves or they're trying to think. But there's definitely some room for some.
Are we doing teams or are we doing individuals?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think it probably depends on how many people pull up for trivia.
Okay.
In my brain, it was individuals. But I don't know how that's going
to
work.
Okay. Yeah, because I know I'm supposed to do one of my... I'm partners with Charlie. We're
right
slinging the bing bags.
Whoa! Okay.
Just saying.
Jeez Louise! I didn't even. My God. That's insane.
Here, you need this.
Whatever you guys are, yeah, no, I sure do. Whatever you guys are doing together, is up to you. But
we're playing cornhole. Kyle
is at one. I don't know if that's better. No, I am as well. So I don't know how the timing is all going to work out for this. I would imagine the cornhole stuff will happen after.
Well, yeah, because I want to play NFL trivia.
Yeah, I would hope they would structure the games around. Although I say everybody getting it, being able to play, but like D'Lo and KC are
into
four, which is basically the entire party.
Oh yeah.
So maybe they won't get to participate. Maybe I bring them a trivia sheet.
Is there going to be liquor here? I would imagine. I can only imagine.
If any pre-office, if any office party prior to this one is any kind of precedent.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hmm.
That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. So Pablo Torre did it again. And if you're unfamiliar with Pablo Torre, he hosts a podcast called Pablo Torre Finds Out. Pablo Torre is a well-respected sports journalist. And his podcast is on the... It's typically sports, at the very least, sports adjacent.
Yeah.
When they uncover, and it's sometimes it's silly things. Like, remember the commercial where there's the basketball game and the ref calls it out on one team, and then the kid in the huddle is like, coach, it was out on me. I touched it last.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, go tell the ref. They track down that actor.
Oh, the kid?
Yes.
Sweet.
And he's like coaching now at University of Denver or something. He's an actual basketball player, but like they track him down and interview him and stuff. So he also does real investigative journalism. He and Mike Florio were the ones who uncovered all the NFL Players Association drama that you might have heard about that led to the resignation of the executive director and the senior strategy officer, whatever his title was, J.C. Tretter. So Pablo Torre tweets last night, yeah, hey, got another episode dropping tomorrow that I've been working on for 7 months.
Oh.
And I'm like, man, what else does he have on the NFLPA here? Like, how far into the weeds are they getting? No, 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 folks. We're shifting gears going to the NBA.
Like 7 months? That means that he's done everything in his power to make sure he's validated. Because who he's going up against here has bottomless pockets.
Yeah, like, it's Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's got more money than Jesus.
Yes.
So... Yeah, you better be careful when you're going to write this that you know exactly what you're reporting.
And that's why I find his podcast brilliant, because he has all the documentation, like publicly available information.
Yeah.
He has 7 sources from inside the company that we're going to talk about here, one of which agreed to speak into a recording on the record as long as her voice was modulated.
Oh, wow.
And so they have recordings of this, verifying a bunch of stuff. It is incredible, in-depth reporting on this.
Love it.
Pablo Torre uncovered that Kawhi Leonard signed a 4-year, $28 million endorsement deal with a company called Aspire, which was a really long story short, company that to combat climate change vowed to plant trees to offset carbon emissions.
Okay.
Like I said, please go listen to the podcast because they explain this all very in depth, but we're just going to kind of get to the crux of it for the sake of our show. So this is a company that Steve Ballmer was among many, many rich people who dumped a bunch of money into. It was basically a green bank is what they called it.
Okay.
And Kawhi Leonard, or rather Kawhi Leonard's LLC, KL2, which was formed very shortly before he signed his extension with the Clippers, is being paid $7 million a year from this company Aspire to do endorsements.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't seem crazy, right? The problem is that in the contract, Kawhi Leonard is not required to do any kind of endorsement.
Oh.
There's all this language, and again, they go in depth on this. I'm going to go very, very bare bones. They go very in depth on basically the language says like, yeah, I don't have to do anything. And the contract is only valid as long as Kawhi Leonard is an employee of the Clippers. And then it goes further to specify that not just being paid by the Clippers, so they can't like buy him out and he goes in place for the Knicks is the example they use. Got on the it. Podcast. Then the contract would be void. But as long as he's playing for the Clippers, he would be getting paid $7 million a year from this company to ostensibly, contractually, do nothing. Which is a giant no-no.
Oh, this is in the NBA. Huge violation of the collective bargaining agreement.
Massive!
Yeah, like, they've got, I mean, I don't know what exactly is going to happen here, but when something like this happens, the NBA is going to have to investigate.
Yes.
Right? And I know at some point they did have some sort of investigation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now,
Uncle
that
Dennis.
Now that it's out there.
Yes.
Like, this is going to be an issue because other teams around the league are going to be like, hey, like, what's going on here? Because the thing is that so many of the owners, they have their own businesses,
mm-hmm.
you know, or their own pet projects.
Sure.
And if they can circumvent the cap and start funneling money to players in a different way, like, then there's going to be a huge issue. Especially, it's not just like the big money players.
Mm-hmm.
Just think if you can pay a guy who you're getting on a veteran minimum contract at $3.5 million or something. Mm-hmm. So they're going to make $3.5 million. But let's say you can supplement that with another $3 million or something.
And a endorsement. Fake endorsement, yeah.
Yeah, so this is like the equivalent of NIL money,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, sure, a team can lead you to, you know, there's a pizza guy here in Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's been...
Shout out to Malik Monk.
Isaiah Thomas, it's been Ben McLemore, and mm-hmm. now Malik Monk. That's a deal that I don't think the Kings can have any part in. Like, they... Sure,
no.
The pizza guys and the Kings can be in some sort of, like, they can have their own contract, but the pizza guy, like, sponsorship deal,
mm-hmm.
that's got to be very, even Doug Christie had it for a while.
Yeah.
That's got to be, like, on your own. You've got to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just really bizarre that Ballmer would put himself out here like this, because if the league finds that they violated the salary cap,
mm-hmm.
we're talking multiple picks. Multiple first round picks will be taken.
Yeah.
Like they could like, and the amount of fine here is going to be like massive.
They are able to, and again, I'm going to highly recommend everybody once our shows are over for the day at 4 o'clock, go check out the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast about this, because they go much more in depth. We're just going to talk about kind of the potential fallout here, because one of the things that can happen, I don't think it necessarily will in this case, but one of the things that can happen is a contract can be voided.
Yeah, the league can void a contract.
Can just
for sure.
go, this doesn't count anymore.
Yeah.
And the problem with this is, and I just want to make sure that this is very clear. The problem with this is there's a salary cap for a reason. And a very stringent salary cap at that for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's so teams can't go, yeah, hey, LeBron's a free agent and Kevin Durant and Luka, and we're just going to sign all these guys and we're going to be able to fit them under the cap because we have all these different ways, these shell companies, to basically funnel money directly, which is ostensibly what this company Aspire was doing.
Oh, yeah.
It was basically this money going from Steve Ballmer through Aspire directly to Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Which, you can't do that.
Well, that, and if you read...
That's insane.
Steve Ballmer gave $50 million, $28 million went to Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Who got the other $32 million or the other...
$22 million.
Yeah, $22 million. Who got the other money?
Because maybe it went to the company.
Maybe, but why would you give a company that much money just to clean money, basically?
I don't know. But the Clippers have come out and said that this is provably false.
Mm.
It's like, all right, excited to see that. Because everything that they outline in this episode, there is... During the NFL Players Association thing,
yep,
I would walk out of these Pablo Torre finds out episodes, and I would be like, "Eh, okay, I see some plausible deniability here." That like, I thought it was a big deal, but I'm going, okay, there's ways that people are going to be able to talk their way out of this. I don't know how they're going to talk their way out of this.
Yeah, they needed Marty Bird here. No,
that's a swing and a miss for me.
Okay. It's Jason Bateman. He's Ozark.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't caught Ozark yet.
Oh, it's spectacular.
It's been on my list since 2016 or whenever that show came out.
Yeah, it's spectacular. Yeah, the first episode will draw you in, but he basically is laundering money.
Right.
And that's what they're doing here. They're hiding money and they're shifting it. And the thing that really is kind of stupid is that Steve Ballmer knows a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just legitimately have somebody sponsor him?
Right, that's what I don't
just like.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
And so one of the things they bring up in this, and one of the reasons this is an issue is because remember Uncle Dennis, the guy who there was stories about how he was asking for impermissible benefits from teams in order for Kawhi to sign there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it's already out there that he's been asking for this, and it appears that the Clippers were very willing to give it to him.
Mm.
I have a couple other things on this. We'll continue talking about this. PJ Washington got a nice new contract. We'll talk about what that means. We've got day 59.
Kuminga watch.
Yeah, that's right. We got some other NFL stuff. We've got the Kings, where they rank in the West in ESPN summer forecast. It's not great, but we'll dive into all of that over the next couple hours. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We are the Insiders, and we're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Well done, James.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
All right, I am either dying or there's something wrong with our board today.
Oh.
Everything seems like half a beat slow.
Hmm. Okay.
Did the intro not sound slow to you?
Maybe a little bit.
What song?
Well,
was
I
that?
Just switched to headphones because my IFB was messing with me, and so everything sounds different to me now.
What song was that? Why can I not think of what song that was?
I don't know.
Oh, here, hang on. All right, so I believe that's I Like You by Post Malone, but I believe that it is. It's like half a beat slow on the thing. That's bothering me. Anyways, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 1 matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year. That is $2.50 a month, $2.50 a month.
That's what the Loch Ness Monster asked for.
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Stream with the juicy matchup.
That's right.
You know?
They want their $2.50.
Hell yeah, they do. Shout out to Paramount Plus. What happened at the break that I was mad about? Oh, I remember now. Okay, so before we get back into Kawhi Leonard perhaps being banned for life from the NBA, I guess Scott Hansen said on the Pat McAfee show that NFL Red Zone this year will contain actual full commercials, not just overlay ads, and his new intro will be, quote, 7 hours of Red Zone football start now. That's ass.
What?
That sucks big time, bro. I hate that.
Oh, yeah. Me too. No, that's horrible.
The best part of Red Zone is that there's football on the television the whole time.
Yeah.
The worst part of having to click around games is that when there's a commercial, you got to go to a different game.
Oh, this
now
is
when there's
not
a commercial
good.
On Red Zone, I'm going to go find a game that's on.
Hmm.
That sucks. ESPN sucks for that.
I agree.
That's trash.
We're Kyle and James here on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, I don't give a damn, dude. Like, they're fine. I understand how capitalism works, right? You got to squeeze every dime out, and I understand that they got to separate themselves from the lower earners. I got it. Like, totally. But at the same time, like, every sports product is going to suck eventually because of this.
Yeah, that's lame. I was okay with them like throwing in the little side commercial things.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
Oh, I understand.
Got it. Yep.
Yeah.
They have to pay for it somehow. There's going to be ads.
Uh-huh.
I totally get it. But the whole point is that you weren't going to miss it. So now when they go to commercial, whether that's a 1 minute commercial, I don't know if it's 1 minute, 2 minute, 90 second, I have no idea. But they're going to have to come back and go, all right, hey, we're catching you up on everything. Now, maybe these commercials will be planned for like halftime of the morning games or the afternoon games when there's not a ton going on. Or they're going to try and time them up with quarter breaks or whatever it is. But man, you might be in a situation where they are just playing catch up the rest of the show, depending on when these commercials are placed.
Yep.
And that defeats the purpose of the program. Like, it's not... It's not that they're adding advertisements. It's that they are taking away from what made it great.
Of course. Uninterrupted.
Yeah, Red Zone is now just another thing to watch.
Yep.
It's not the thing to watch anymore. I'll withhold full judgment until Legacy. Maybe it's a 60-second commercial, and they have the leeway to time it up when, like, yeah, hey, there's one game on, and the team's at the 50. Let's run this 60-second commercial real quick. Maybe that's it.
Or maybe it's like a series of short, like 15-second commercials or something.
Totally.
Not even like, well, not in a row, but we can tuck in a commercial right here. A little bit of dead air.
Yeah. That would be fine. But I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
That's such a tough job, too, to sit there and talk for 7 hours straight.
Yeah.
Not go to the bathroom.
I wonder if that's going to
eat food.
I wonder if that's going to change his routine now.
Maybe he looks forward to the commercial breaks.
Right? We had Scott Hansen on the radio when I was at 95.7, and it was actually he liked the challenge of it.
Oh.
Like, he talked about his hydration plan and, you know, all that stuff. So, I don't know. Tough scene for Red Zone, which will now contain full commercials. That's James Hammond, Kyle Madsen, and we're the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I want to get back into this Kawhi Leonard thing. The Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast, if you missed it, uncovered that Kawhi Leonard signed a 4-year, $28 million fake endorsement deal, a no-show job deal, basically, with this company. Aspire, that Clippers owner Steve Ballmer invested a bunch of money into, leading to, again, and there's a ton of reporting in the podcast. Please go listen to it after D'Lo and Casey are over at 4 o'clock. And ostensibly, Steve Ballmer is sending money to this company so that company can then just direct that money directly to Kawhi Leonard.
Hmm.
And I am this is a massive, massive moment for the NBA. In the same way, assuming that the NBA does their investigation and finds that these are impermissible benefits that circumvent the salary cap, which was collectively bargained by the league and the players. This is a moment to me that is on par with how they handle the Jonte Porter gambling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And how they handle any gambling stuff. Like, you get one chance to really drop the hammer on this. Pause. You get one chance.
Oh, yeah.
Because, hey, if they go, hey, $100,000 fine, if that's the precedent, guess what? You're going to see teams, oh, yeah, hey, we got, check this out. Turns out we do have some money laying around.
Yeah, and the thing is that, like, the reporting on it, it sure does look like Kawhi Leonard is complicit in everything. I mean, he has his own LLC with his own name right in the LLC.
It is his autograph on it.
Yeah. So it's not like there was some secret here. No. They did this specifically to circumvent the salary cap.
Yes.
And we were talking about this on the break. There is some precedence for an owner trying to circumvent the salary cap. And this happened many years ago in 1998. Joe Smith agreed to multiple one-year deals with the Minnesota Timberwolves with the hopes of getting his Larry Bird rights.
Mm-hmm.
They found in a court of law that Glenn Taylor, the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, was getting Joe Smith to sign a below market value contract with the promise of a massive contract in a couple of years.
Right.
They voided the contract, costing Joe Smith money and mm-hmm. costing, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the Timberwolves a $3.5 million fine, and they took away 5 first-round picks from the Timberwolves. Now, the Clippers, just so people know, they don't have 5 first-round picks to give up. They're
right.
just going to take their future.
That's it.
Like, everything that they don't, that isn't nailed down right now.
And this to me, is a way worse violation.
Oh, it's so egregious, it's ridiculous.
Like, this would be, and again, if the NBA finds that there was improper happenings here.
Yes.
Maybe they don't, in which case they wouldn't do anything. But if they do find out that the reporting that Pablo Torre has done is correct,
mm-hmm.
and that this is how the Clippers are operating, this is so much worse than, yeah, hey, play for the minimum now and we'll pay you in a couple of years. Like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Because there's at least a little plausible deniability there that you could be like, what? No, we weren't going to do that.
Yeah.
This is directly, and Dan Devine, friend of the program, salute, when he was at The Ringer, he's now at Yahoo, he wrote about this, and they point this out in the podcast, how when Kawhi opted out of his deal in 2021, he could have signed a 2-year deal, the 1-1 deal. That was the LeBron thing.
Mm-hmm.
1-year player option, you decline that player option, and then you cash in. Or he could have done the 5-year Supermax extension. And instead, I don't actually know if it was a Supermax. I believe it was, but a 5-year massive extension. But instead, he split the difference and he went with 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Devine wrote at the time, quote, how perfectly Kawhi, even there when there, excuse me, quote, how perfectly Kawhi, even where there's no mystery, there's still a little bit of mystery. Like, mystery solved.
Yeah.
This is why he did it. Because he was getting $28 million on the side to play for the Clippers.
Yeah, he signed an undervalued contract with an opt-out and then signed a secondary contract. He got another contract after that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is absolutely crazy because when he did sign, when he left the Raptors and went to the Clippers,
mm-hmm.
he signed a deal for $32.7 million
mm-hmm.
and then 34.4, 39.3, but there was money left on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went back in and signed another contract extension after that. So the first deal is in, actually he signed 2 deals since then, which is crazy. The first deal is in 2019. He opted it out and then signed a multi-year contract with the Clippers. And then he signed in 2021 and then another multi-year contract in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is going to be a really, really difficult thing for the Clippers to sort of get out from underneath it, mm-hmm. you know, when it all comes out. and it like the way that it's being reported, even like the last couple of years of his deal. So right now he made $49.2 million last year. Mm-hmm. He makes $50 million this year, which is like, why didn't you get your standard raises?
Right.
Then next year he makes $50.3 million. Again, why are you not getting your standard raises? No, it's 50 and then 50.3.
Oh,
but,
okay. Got it.
But basically, he goes from 49.2 to 50, so only an $800,000 raise, to 50.3, only a $300,000 raise. Like, these are questionable things. And once they break into this contract, I think that they're going to look at the other contracts. Because if Steve Ballmer was willing to do this once, how many more times was he willing to do it?
Right.
And that's where you're going to start getting into this. Hey, how exactly did you get James Harden on a reduced salary? And
yep.
How did you get this player? And how did you get that player? What exactly is going on here? And so there's going to be some confusion as to how, again, James Harden goes from making 38 and 41 and 44 to all of a sudden making 33, 35, and 33.6. You can say, oh, well, it's because he's older. It's like, I'm not sure that
that's how that works.
Yeah, typically it's not. So, yeah, I think we're in for a wild ride here.
And here's the hard part for the Clippers in this. Just let's say that this is correct and the NBA finds guilt in this. And let's say it's just Kawhi Leonard, because they could very much uncover that it is not, in which case we have a much different problem on our hands, and we won't even get into that hypothetical, because that would depend on, is it all their players? Is it three players? Is it five? So we'll save that. We'll just stick with Kawhi here. Do you have the Clippers picks in front of you? Their future picks?
Can
you access those?
Yep.
Because here's what I'm looking at with the Clippers. If the league does bring the hammer down and say, all right, five first-round picks, this is a team. The Kings currently have, I'm 35 years old. I just turned 35 last month. The Kings have one player older than me. It's DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of teams in the league with zero players older than me. The Clippers have four dudes older than me.
Yeah,
it is
wild.
Chris Paul, who's 40. It is Brooke Lopez, who's 37. It is Nick Batum, who's turning 37. And James Harden, who is 36. Not to mention Kawhi Leonard, who is 34 now.
Hmm.
And injury prone. There's a real chance here. What I'm getting at is that if the NBA does pursue the type of punishment, or a punishment north of the one that the Timberwolves received for their Joe Smith transgressions, this could derail the Clippers for like decades.
Oh yeah.
This could be a problem for them where all those old players leave in a year or two and they have nothing. The cupboard is bare.
Well, it's also possible they could tell Steve Ballmer, hey man, like, that you just violated the rules so bad that you can't come back. Like, you need to sell the team.
Man.
Like, look, that's
I don't think that would happen with Kawhi, if it was just Kawhi.
Yeah.
But if we find out what you were just saying, like, yeah, man, James Harden's contract's reduced, and oh, they were able to fit Bradley Beal in here, and all this, and you start seeing a pattern, that is where I think that hits the table.
Yeah, so the Clippers, they're 2026. I mean, they basically have no first and no second round picks at all until 2030. Their picks are either tied up in pick swaps or they're absolutely gone. So Oklahoma City will receive the more favorable of its 2026 first round pick, or Houston's 2026 first round pick.
Hell yeah.
Which is protected. Yeah, it's like a mess.
I love these.
26, 27, 28, 29, 30 are all encumbered. Either they're gone or they're pick swaps. So they do have their 31 and 32. So, but even the pick swaps, you can take the pick swaps.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got to leave the other team whole.
Sure.
So, but if the Clippers somehow get that pick, just take it away.
Right. It's the Clippers don't pick in the first round. Like, there's a real chance here that the Clippers don't pick in the first round or don't have a pick in the first round until like 2040.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like forever.
I, again, because I think this is such a serious thing, and there's one other thing that I think has been a common reaction to this that I want to dive into. We got to step aside and pay some bills momentarily. We'll do that, and we'll dive back into the potential fallout of the Clippers circumventing the salary cap to keep Kawhi Leonard in a Clippers uniform. We'll talk about that next. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Healthy non-smoking male.
Doesn't this sound slow to you?
I don't. Everything's new because I'm wearing new headphones.
I'm right. I'm so right. I listen to this song all the time.
Now back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Okay, so listen to this. Sorry, stream. That's not gonna work for the stream. Sorry, guys. Now here's so you're hearing that. Now here it is from my buttons. See, it's like half a beat faster.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is.
Isn't that weird? I gotta find out what's going on.
Weird stuff is happening.
Strange things. All right, so there's a couple other things I want to get to with the Kawhi Leonard potentially getting impermissible benefits to play for the Clippers. And Steven Castaneda brought it up at the break, and I literally wrote KD in our notes because I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah.
Because this was something that came up when Kevin Durant joined the Warriors. There was a what's the word I'm looking for? Like speculation or just connecting of dots that, oh, Peter Guber, who is the other Warriors owner.
Yeah.
It's Joe Lacob and Peter Guber, but Guber is very much on the side. And he has all the connects in Hollywood. He has big time like entertainment connections. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Durant has been interested in getting into entertainment. And so there were these questions of like, huh, maybe there was something on the side there. Maybe there's a little like, oh, hey, we got, if you come here, we got all these opportunities for you.
Yeah.
Which is different than this, but would still be not okay.
Well, as long as he's not paying out of his own pocket for him to go. So if he had a production company and all of a sudden he's paying him on the side to do this as well.
Right. Kevin Durant is endorsing this company.
Yeah.
Right.
Then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But there are easy ways for like clear lines here. Like if you make some introductions and Kevin Durant starts working in the movie industry, mm-hmm. and you're not funneling money into his like movie, I think you're okay.
He knows somebody at at Movie Studio X.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, Kevin, this is Don from Movie Studio X. Here's the introduction. And then Kevin Durant goes and winds up doing work for Movie Studio X.
I think you're okay. Where it would be a problem is like, hey, we need to fund this movie and I'm not putting your guy in the movie unless you come out of pocket for $50 million and we're to cover his money. And then that's how it'd be like, okay, this is a little sketch.
Right.
I'll also say this, like the Golden State Warriors, first of all, they do print money like Steve Ballmer does. Mm-hmm. Like Lakeup has so much money, it's ridiculous. He's been more than willing to pay $200 million in luxury tax multiple times.
Yeah. Also, their roster's not very good.
Well, now. Yeah. But a few years ago when it was good, they were just funneling money. They were spending so much money, not just on their own product. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to remember, like, their salary was like $206 million like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, they paid a luxury bill of like $187 million. Their salary and luxury bill was a little under $400
million,
which was like almost, it was like more than three times what the Kings were playing. Or maybe it was less than three times, but it was way more than what any other team is paying. Mm-hmm. But it was league sanctioned. You're paying the luxury tax.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going above and beyond and just figuring out ways to give somebody money so you can fit them under the cap.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go back and remember that that was a super complicated summer where they added Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in one summer. Mm-hmm. That's initially how they did it. Now, I think there's going to be some gray area here too, because like we have this new thing with Messi, right?
So in order to
get Lionel Messi to come over from Europe, he wanted to come to play in the MLS, but in order to do it, Apple TV stepped up and said, hey, we're going to give Messi a percentage of every single one of the new subscribers we get for the MLS subscription, right? For Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so Messi's deal is a league-sanctioned deal where Apple stepped in and is willing to give Messi a percentage of all MLS subscriptions, and they think that that's roughly worth $50 million to Messi. If not, Messi would not have come to the U.S., most likely. I mean, he was being offered like the money that that Ronaldo got from when he went to go play in the Saudi leagues. We're talking like $500 million a year.
Yeah.
And that's what Messi was looking at, like $500 or $600 or $700 million a year to go play for for like 3 years. And it was like, hey, you've got like a couple of billion dollars coming in or something. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a complicated way in which, you know, sometimes a league will circumvent their standard pay structure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way the NBA works at all, especially in a league where most team salary is approaching $200 million.
Yeah, the other thing with Golden State is, remember when they signed Kevin Durant, A, the cap spiked.
Yeah.
And B, Steph Curry was still on that 4-year $44 million contract that he had signed because his ankles were made of toilet paper.
Mm.
So that was, but it wouldn't shock me at all to find out if the NBA started really digging in and investigating it, which I think they do, by the way.
Yeah.
I think this is something that the NBA very closely watches for this exact reason.
Well, because look, there's this situation in Sacramento years ago, right? Where the Kings were building the 1998-99 roster, and they wanted to retain Corliss Williamson, but they had brought in these other players. Maybe it was after the first year.
Mm-hmm.
So the Maloof brothers flew out to Arkansas to talk to Corliss and came up with a 2-year, like $6 million deal each year, right? Which was well below market value for what he was bringing at that point. Maybe it was even less than that because of the salary cap has changed so much. There were rumors everywhere that the Maloofs had promised him that if he signed that deal, they would come back and give him a much bigger extension.
Mm-hmm.
And then they traded him. After a year, they traded him to Toronto. I think he went to Detroit via Toronto in the Doug Christie trade.
Mm-hmm.
So they never had to deal with the ramifications of it because he had 1 year left on his deal, and then he got an extension there that ended up paying him the money that he was gonna make. But there was still a lot of like, hey, this doesn't seem legit. Like, they were able to get Corliss at like maybe a 30, 40, 50% discount.
Right.
and the league was looking like, okay, what are we doing here?
Right.
And then it ended up that they got away from the situation by trading him before they actually would have had to pay him another contract.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Last thing on this. Well, at least until D'Lo and Casey get here. But I've seen a handful of people saying, I don't care about this because it's not like the Clippers are going to win a championship. And what?
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't make any sense. No. That's like, someone tried to stab me, but I don't care because they didn't stab me.
You know what it's like?
What? No, you can't. That's not okay at all.
It's like when you're on the freeway and you're going a little bit above the speed limit like everybody does.
Sure.
And then some, you know, a-hole drives by going 120.
Mm-hmm.
This is that moment where that guy's pulled over on the side of the road with two mm-hmm. CHP officers like 3 miles down the road.
Yeah.
And you sit there and clap and cheer in your car.
Right,
oh, they got
right,
him.
Right. You go, haha, they got him. You don't go, well, I don't care. It's not like he had killed anybody.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No, it was only a matter of time before he
did. You did an illegal thing.
Yeah.
And that's why you should care about this.
Yes.
It may not affect the Sacramento Kings. It might not affect if you're a fan of a different team, it might not affect that team. But this is a very clear violation of the rules.
Yeah.
That if the NBA lets this skate, it opens a Pandora's box to all of a sudden, hey, what, 8 or 10 teams are supposed to have cap space next year? Oh, hey, well, now it becomes every team has a little bit of cap space. Well, it seems like a lot of guys are signing for less than you would have thought. That's
well,
kind of weird.
That, but you also have to look at it that, you know, they go out and they trade for John Collins. They have Kawhi Leonard. They have James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
They pay Zubats. They go out and trade for Bogdanovich. They go out and get Derek Jones Jr. They've got Brook Lopez on a 2-year, $18 million deal. They re-signed Batum. They brought back Chris Dunn. They've got Bradley Beal. They've signed Chris Paul. The reason I bring all this up is because those are players that could go elsewhere if you can't go above the cap to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a possibility that they have circumvented the cap multiple times and that they shouldn't be able to have these extra players. Again, if Kawhi Leonard's making $57 million bucks right now, that's two players that they can't have on their roster.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's one big contract that they probably wouldn't have been able to go out and get. So, and again, they traded for Bogdanovich last year, and I can't remember what the trade, is that where they gave up? No, they traded Norman Powell this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember how they got Bogdanovich last year. But either way, it's like fruit of the poisonous tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that they've done is under the guys that they were able to get specific players for way cheaper than they should have been able to get them.
Yep.
Whether it's Kawhi Leonard, whether it's Paul George, whatever the contracts.
That was the, just real quick, Bogdanovich went to the Clippers in the Bones Highland Terrence Mann deal.
Okay. But again, Terrence Mann, 3-year, $48, $49 million deal left on his contract right now.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have been able to have paid him if these other things wouldn't have happened?
Right, right.
Would they have been able to go get Derek Jones Jr.
Mm-hmm.
if you would have actually paid the right amount of money for Kawhi Leonard or named that player that they may actually be circumventing the cap to pay?
And who gives a rip if the Clippers won a title or not? Derek Jones Jr. or pick a different player might have signed somewhere else.
Yeah.
And affected the title race in that way. Like there's a ripple effect here that goes beyond, well, the Clippers didn't win a chip, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Like that's a crazy way to view this.
Yeah.
That's insane. But anyways, that's all I've got on this for now.
For now, but this is going to keep going.
This is step one of something that's going to be a much larger story. Actually, you know what? Hey, does this make you look at Jalen Brunson a little sideways?
Okay.
Jalen Brunson took a 4-year, $156.5 million deal last summer, left $113 million on the table in the name of being able to keep
being
guys
around.
Being
a good teammate?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is going to be every single time now. I'm not
saying Jalen Brunson did that or didn't. I have no clue. I would guess probably not. But any time now a player takes a deal like that, it is going to be met with a major side eye.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm guessing when that deal happened, like you said earlier, with the Kings situation with Corliss Williamson, the league probably very much looked into this.
You'd hope so, but maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. Maybe it's, you know, again, league offices are in New York. Like, they're right there.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy to see that something like that. I mean, you expect something like this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are, like, even, you know, the Malik Beasley story. Go read that. Like, the nefarious stuff that happens with these players where they're taking out loans on their future contracts and stuff, and these guys are so far underwater.
Oh, yeah.
You know, here we have like a 25-year-old guy who's 26-year-old guy who's like $8 or $9 million in the hole.
Yeah.
To like predatory lenders that are charging 30-40%.
Yeah.
Like, it's just absolutely incredible, like, how many things can be impacted by something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
So,
this is a pro players get your money podcast, just as long as it's within the NBA rules.
Yeah, go get your money. That's fine.
Just make sure that endorsement deal's real.
Yeah.
That's all. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We'll dive into some King stuff. We'll have some NBA, some NFL stuff as well with teams that play Sunday beginning practice for real today. We'll dive into all that. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. And this is ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.